Meditations for the Time of Retreat. Introduction. Themes from the French School and De La Salle's Meditations. Rayet has remarked that De La Salle took whatever was good for his purpose wherever he found it, and was extraordinarily attuned to the spiritual influences of people and writings that were available at the end of the 17th century. The themes De La Salle developed were already present in the writings of the French School of Spirituality and other spiritual leaders of his time. His genius was to adapt these themes to a spirituality for Christian teachers. Four themes have been selected to show the influence of the French school upon De La Salle and to reflect his own creativity. These themes are theocentrism, Christocentrism, the action of the Holy Spirit, and the human person before God. After examining them, we will show how De La Salle personalized them in his own spirituality as developed in the meditations. Theocentrism. When Berulle speaks of God, he insists on the majesty, grandeur, and the holiness of God, which he worships in the admirable unity of nature and adores in the Trinity of Persons. Whether he contemplates God in the absolute quality of the divine essence or imagines God deliberating in council with creatures, for Berulle there is nothing great except God. This is how Berulle and his followers define a major and primary basis for their spirituality, theocentrism. This was a reaction to the neglect of God in 16th century France and to the humanism that pervaded much of whatever spirituality did exist. It was also a response to the appeal for reform by the Council of Trent. In his Meditations, De La Salle presents God as infinitely superior to all created things. Quote, "To whom ought we to give ourselves, if not to the one from whom we have received everything, who alone is our Lord and our Father, and who, as St. Paul says, has given being to all things and has made us only for himself." End quote. For Berulle, there was nothing more natural than for a creature to offer God the homage of adoration and of abandonment to the divine will. Condrin and Ollier used the term sacrifice adoration to express this submission to the divinity. Because the creature is nothing before God, it can only glorify God by self-destruction, by the sacrifice of its being after the example of the incarnate Word, in particular by the deprivation of personhood in the humanity of Jesus, as well as by the sacrifice of the cross. La Sallean spirituality is closer in this to Berulle than to Condrin. When De La Salle describes the attitude of the Virgin Mary before the work that God accomplished in her, he expresses his own feeling of how a person properly responds to the generosity of God. Quote, "By a special privilege, she already enjoyed the use of reason at the moment of her birth, and made use of it to adore God and to thank him for all his goodness. From that time on, she consecrated herself entirely to God to live and to act only for him during the rest of her life. She professed her nothingness profoundly in the depths of her soul, acknowledging that she owed everything to God. She admired interiorly what God had done in her, saying to herself what she later declared in her canticle, 'God has done great things in me.'" End quote. Christocentrism. Berullian spirituality places the mystery of the Incarnation at the center of the Christian life. A person contemplating the Incarnate Word contemplates the Father, of whom the Son is the perfect image. This is the work of the Holy Spirit, bond of love and unity among the divine persons and source of the creativity in the Incarnation of the Word. By his sanctifying action, the Son returns to the Father as origin and source of everything, all that is achieved in the work of God. This is the basis for the divine pattern, exemplarism, an intuition dear to Berulle. By considering the states and the mysteries of the life of Jesus, a person achieves an intimate union with him, who is the perfect servant, the perfect religious of God, the perfect adorer of the Father. Several expressions of St. Paul on this theme can be found again and again in Berulle's writings. Quote, "It is no longer I who live, but Jesus who lives in me." End quote. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. May Christ dwell by faith in your hearts. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. In the French school, this is the summit of the whole life of a Christian. Lasallian spirituality develops its fundamental orientation from this Christocentrism. Sharing in the mystery of Christ and uniting with him are at the heart of De La Salle's meditations for his disciples. Quote, attach yourselves only to Jesus Christ, his doctrine, and his holy maxims, because he has done you the honor of choosing you in preference to a great number of others to announce these truths to children, whom he loves so specially. End quote. In this spirit, De La Salle made the phrase, live Jesus in our hearts forever, the greeting of the brothers whenever they wished to begin a conversation, and also at the beginning and the end of their principal actions. The action of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of love and unity holds an important place in the spirituality of the French school. Berulle writes, quote, I desire that the Spirit of Jesus Christ be the Spirit of my life and the life of my life. End quote. Ollier encourages his disciples to give themselves completely over to the Spirit and to allow him to act in them. Eudes advises, quote, have a great care to give yourself to the Holy Spirit of Jesus, so that he will find you without attachment to your own spirit, will have full power and freedom to act in you according to his desire, and will guide you in the way that pleases him. End quote. Lasallian spirituality gives a central role to the Holy Spirit. It is the soul of the entire life of the brother. Quote, you need the fullness of the Spirit of God in your state, for you ought to live and be guided entirely by the Spirit and the light of faith. Only the Spirit of God can give you this disposition. You carry out a work that requires you to touch hearts, but this you cannot do except by the Spirit of God. Pray to him to give you today the same grace that he gave to the holy apostles. Ask him that after filling you with his Holy Spirit to sanctify you, he will also communicate himself to you to procure the salvation of others. End quote. The human person before God. The nothingness and the weakness of the sinner are confronted by the majesty, grandeur, and holiness of God. This emphasis on the nothingness and the sinfulness of the human person is a fundamental characteristic of the French school of spirituality. The pessimism of Berulle regarding the sinful human condition, and even more the pessimism of Condrin and Ollier, reflects clearly a Platonic vision of God. Condrin writes that God is, quote, so great, so pure, so living within himself, so separated from a creature, and the creature so unworthy, that if God only looks at a creature, it would be destroyed and consumed in his presence because of his great holiness, end quote. De La Salle does not accept this dark view of the creature before God, but he does insist on the need to recognize, quote, the dependence we have on God and how undeserving we are of enjoying the benefits and happiness of his holy presence, end quote. When he uses the expressions annihilation and nothingness, which are so much a part of the vocabulary of the French school when speaking of creatures, his teaching never encourages the self-destruction of the person in order to give honor to God. De La Salle writes, quote, all creatures must abase themselves and acknowledge their nothingness before God in the sight of his glory and majesty, end quote. But he insists only that this ought to lead a person to, quote, a feeling of adoration at the thought of God's presence, end quote. Unlike the French school, De La Salle uses the word destruction almost solely in reference to sin. Instead, he uses expressions such as strip yourself and empty yourself in order to give place entirely to God and his Spirit. Quote, because you cannot seek anything but God, There, in solitude, your first thought is to empty your heart of all created things in order to be able to fill it entirely with God." End quote. The feast of the martyrdom of St. Bartholomew gives de la Salle an opportunity to show how far this stripping of self and this possession by God can go. Quote, "This saint endured the torment of being flayed alive with such patience that he seemed to be dead and no longer have feeling, for he was so filled with the Spirit of God that the interior feelings that enlivened his soul continually raised him to God and seemed to deprive his body of the feeling natural to it." End quote. To achieve this stripping of self, or annihilation, asceticism is needed. For Berulle, the practice of mortification does not aim at the destruction of the creature, which belongs to God, for this would be an offense against the Creator. Rather, mortification aims at the use of the creature, human nature, because sin is the abuse of human nature. Condrin and Ollier, however, take the absolute position without qualification that the creature is nothing and sinful. Therefore, they see no solution to the human condition other than the destruction and annihilation of the creature, and this they see exemplified in the annihilation of the human person of the incarnate Word. Lassallian spirituality follows more the asceticism of Berulle than that of Condrin and Ollier. Though his recommendations to his disciples and his own personal practices of mortification of the senses are rigorous, in his writings, de La Salle puts the emphasis on fidelity to the duties of state, observance of the daily spiritual exercises, attention to little things, in a word, on the mortification of the spirit and mind. There is no corporal mortification prescribed in the rule of the brothers. Instead, de La Salle urges his disciples to accept, and even love, the sufferings of the day in imitation of their teacher, Jesus Christ, and in living the Paschal Mystery, or simply as a condition of the Christian life. Quote, "You have to suffer a constant martyrdom that is no less violent for the spirit than St. Bartholomew's was for his body. You must, so to speak, tear off your own skin, which St. Paul calls the old man, in order to be clothed with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, which is, according to the same apostle, the new man. Let this, then, be your effort throughout your life, so that you may truly become disciples of Jesus Christ and imitators of this holy apostle in his martyrdom." End quote. De La Salle does use Condrin's idea of destruction of the spirit, mind, when he writes about obedience, a topic that will be treated below.